All right, what's going on? I'm back at it. Back at it with another one. And thanks for taking the time to, you know, check me out. So with this next one, we always talk about how the kids in school, you know, they're always acting up. You know, we see and hear about kids fighting teachers, being disrespectful. But what about when it's the other way around? Well, in this next video that I'm about to show y'all, this is what we have. A Florida teacher who slammed a student, a kindergarten student, on the ground for throwing a piece of paper. So let me load this one up, and I'm going to come back with my thoughts about this this particular situation. So let's check this one out.
And now to a crime alert, a teacher in trouble accused of slamming a kindergartner to the ground. Local 10's Cody Weddle is live in Margate with the disturbing details. Cody.
And Nicole, this allegedly happened when this student threw a piece of paper at another kid.
54-year-old Khadija Muhammad facing charges of child abuse. Margate police say she reacted violently when a kindergarten student misbehaved at Margate Elementary School. Muhammad allegedly approached the boy, grabbing him by the wrist, and then continued to lift him off the ground by his arms, twist his arms, and grabbed him by the back of his shirt while shoving him across the hallway.
I don't like that. I mean, I know our kids may act out at times, but if there's a problem, leave the disciplining to the parents.
We visited Muhammad's home in Lauderdale Lake, speaking to her husband through a doorbell camera.
Is it true at all? Any truth to the allegations?
We have no comment, sir. No comment.
Police say a security camera appeared to show Muhammad eventually grabbing the boy around his neck and slamming him into the ground.
The teacher have a line, like a teacher, there are no parents, and they came past that line.
The encounter allegedly ended with Muhammad ripping the jacket off of the boy's back as she continuously grabbed the student by his arms, wrist, shirt, and jacket. Broward School saying in a statement that reads in part, the school is working with law enforcement regarding the situation, and the teacher involved has been reassigned away from students.
That is crazy. I would have never expected that from Margate.
The teachers are good. The principal, it's an awesome school.
And so this happened back on October 10th. Margate police are describing this as an altercation, but they did not specify exactly how the boy was behaving during that encounter. The entire incident lasted for about 2 minutes, according to police. We're live in Margate tonight. I'm Cody Weddle, Local 10.
All right, y'all. So, yeah. Yeah, you saw what was going on in that video. Here's my thing. First, this all happened for 2 minutes. And it was all caught on camera in front of other staff who didn't intervene. Because there's an article out there about that, that there were other staff and students around. And I think that's what makes it even more disturbing. I mean, because it's already disturbing, you know, when a teacher kind of, you know, what the teacher did. But what makes it even more disturbing is that there were other adults around. And they did nothing to stop this woman from snatching up that child and slamming that child on the ground. You know what I'm saying? The student was sitting in the hallway with other students before class when he threw a piece of paper in the direction of some classmates. So the piece of paper wasn't even thrown at the teacher. But regardless, this isn't the way you handle that situation. I mean, a piece of paper isn't a gun or a knife or a weapon. So nobody was in danger. Was a student being violent with other students? I don't know, because they didn't mention that. But again, it was a piece of paper. You get what I'm saying? If the child was being a problem, then try to talk to him. And if that doesn't work, send him to the principal's office. You know, we're talking about a kindergartner who's like maybe what, 5, maybe 6 years old. You know, this wasn't a middle or high schooler where some of those kids can be as big, if not bigger, than some adults. But we're talking about a little child, a kindergarten student, who you're going to have a size and strength advantage over, right? But then you got some people who want to say, well, the parents, they need to discipline their children. And the thing with that is, yes, parents need to discipline their children, but we don't know if the parents of this child did that or not. But there's no excuse for this teacher putting her hands on that child, you know. In that situation, she's the adult. She should have known better. And had this been a thing where the teacher was attacked and had to defend herself, I would say even then, because we're talking about a five-year-old and a piece of paper, you know, I would be like, really? You know, who can't defend themselves from a five-year-old? And that goes back to what I was saying about size and strength advantage. I think anybody in their right mind would agree that this teacher's reaction was over the line and excessive. So she was later arrested at her home in Lauderdale Lakes and charged with child abuse. And like you saw in that video, the school, they're working with law enforcement now about the situation. And the teacher was reassigned away from students and the school pending the outcome of, I guess, the investigation. It's not looking good for her because, like I said, first of all, she's an adult, and then she's an educator. And so I think they're held to a much higher standard, you know, especially when compared to a kindergarten student. So let me know what y'all think about this one. Did this teacher cross the line? Did the teacher, what she did, was it excessive? But I'll see you guys on the next one. But let me know what y'all think about it. Take care. Stay safe. Peace, y'all.